Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega, Revelation 1 and verse 8. The Alpha means the first, the Omega means the last. He is the first and he is the last. He's the Alpha and Omega. And you know, that means a tremendous amount to every one of us who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ, first of all, before you get saved, he's got to be the Alpha. You've got to come to him first and him alone, not yourself, not your repentance, not your changing and reforming. A lot of people make that mistake. They think they've got to shape themselves up so to qualify for God's mercy. No, you're only qualified for God's mercy if you're a sinner. That's what qualifies you for salvation, is to know that you're lost and that you're a sinner. And so he has to be the Alpha. But not only does he have to be the Alpha of your salvation, he's got to be the Omega, the end of your salvation. Look, if you've begun with the Lord Jesus Christ, or since you've begun with him, continue with him. Do not ever put your confidence in yourself. Your first hope in Christianity, your first hope in salvation was by looking onto the Lord Jesus. Now, are you going to look to yourself? Now, for God's recommendation and favor, are you going to look to your prayer life and say, hey, you know, I pray a lot, therefore God accepts me? Are you going to look to your Bible study habits and say, well, you know, I read the Bible a lot, therefore God's impressed with me? No, you're looking to yourself then, my dear friend. That means that Christ is not your Omega, but he's got to be the Alpha and Omega. Are you looking to your sanctification and saying, yes, I'm such a good person? Oh, I don't smoke, I don't chew, I don't go with them that do. You've drifted from the Alpha and Omega. Are you looking to the fact that you've got a changed life? I thank God I'm not like others. I used to do this, but now I don't. Then you're looking to something within yourself as your hope, and that's drifting and falling from the gospel. Oh yes, my dear friend, Jesus Christ has got to be Alpha and Omega. Away with these false hopes. They're all rubber crutches. Christ alone must be your hope. Christ alone must be your confidence. He must be Omega. You've begun in the Spirit. Are you now going to be made perfect in the flesh? Oh no, no. He's got to be the author and the finisher of your faith. Dear child of God, fellow traveler, fellow pilgrim, let him be the Alpha and Omega of your love. Give him the first place in your heart. If you do, the striving's going to be over. Hey, listen, I gotta go. But trust him with everything, and he will continue to save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.